And Chanel hitting Nice.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria is expected to peak at 34 degrees today. Johannesburg 30. Mombela 29. Polokwane 28. 12 African nations have signed energy compacts at the Mission 300 Africa Energy Summit in Tanzania. The country is committed to expanding electricity access and clean cooking solutions. The World Bank also pledged 37 billion rand over the next 10 years, contributing to the 74 billion rand annually needed to ensure clean cooking access by 2030. Now, here in South Africa, another day of load shedding lies ahead. Electricity Minister Hosen Ramahopa has, however, apologized to the nation following the implementation of Stage 3 load shedding. He says although the power cuts are set back but remains, adamant load shedding will be a thing of the past.
Exceptionally disappointed all of us with regards to the setback, registering our profuse apology to the country. The last thing that we wanted was to have a Stage 3 profuse apology, but we are on the right track.
Kasantu, meanwhile, says Eskom needs to address the billions it loses to corruption and wasteful expenditure. The National Energy Regulator of South Africa has granted Eskom a tariff hike of 12.7% for the 2025 and 2026 financial year.
Ordinary consumers should not be pickpocketed and made to suffer for the sins of criminals, inept politicians and incompetent managers. The Federation calls on government to intensify support for Eskom to reduce its dependency on double-digit electricity tariff hikes.
That's Kasantu spokesperson Zanela Sabela. Opposition parties in the Western Cape are disappointed that Provincial Police Commissioner Thembisile Patekile has backtracked on his initial agreement to meet with members of the provincial legislature regarding the corruption allegations against Cape Town MEC for Safety and Security JP Smith and Energy MMC Xanthia Limburg. During a telephone conversation on Thursday, the meeting was confirmed for Monday. The Good Party Secretary General Bert Heron says yesterday they received a letter that Patekile will be unable to meet with opposition parties due to the sensitivity of the investigation.
We made it very clear that we do not wish to engage with SAPS on the merits of their case against Cape Town MMC's JP Smith and Xanthia Limburg, as well as the subsequent case against DA Federal Council Chairperson Helen Ziller, but rather to unpack the DA narrative of an alleged political plot and the potential of a SAPS leak.
And Congolese troops with support from Burundi's army appeared yesterday to be holding back a push south by Rwandan-backed rebels. The rebels are seeking to expand their grip on eastern Congo in a weeks-old advance that's raised fears of a border regional conflict. Earlier this week, the Tutsi-led M23 rebels seized Goma, the largest city in the east of the Democratic Republic of Congo. I'm Chanel September, back with more news in Afrikaans at 9.
Hey, before you go running off, It is into the 72-hour big water outage by Rand Water. Have you heard any like major reports or any issues where people are freaking out and haven't got water? Or what's the story?
Nothing so far, Alex. But if people, they are welcome to send us voice notes and let us know if they're affected.
084-8500-942 if you're being affected by the 72-hour Rand Water outage. Yeah, yeah, we're in it right now. It's because of the Hector Norris pump station that new isolation valves have to be installed. It is essential maintenance. It apparently will improve long-term water management in the city. But the water supply disrupted in various areas from 6 o'clock last night until 6 o'clock on February the 3rd at 6 p.m. Affected areas, there's a whole bunch of them, guys. There's a whole bunch of them. The Oxford Road corridor, particularly those supplied by the Parktown 2 reservoir in Ward 117, suburbs like Saxonwold, Parkwood, Rosebank, East Parktown North, amongst those expected to experience water interruptions. They do, Joburg Water has got a new Alert Me system.